producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris and Paul Kimball, Gogs McKay, and Greg Bishop, the 10th anniversary show. 10 years of the Paracast. And for those who are tuning in late on the various radio stations that carry us, we had also hoped to have Brad Steiger, who was one of our first guests on the show, and he had a bit of a fall in the snow-covered Iowa. So he's on the mend. We'll have him back in the near future.
And we also wanted Nick Redfern on, but Nick has not one but two book deadlines at the end of March, so every spare second that he's awake and coffeed up, he's writing. Which, you know, what else is new?
You know, it's funny about coffee. With me, I drink coffee in the morning. Within an hour, I feel groggy. But if I just take one of those energy drinks like Red Bull, I'm raring to go. There you go. How low can you go? Books that impacted me in many different ways. And I'll focus on UFOs. And I think the first book I ever read, Flying Saucers from Outer Space by Major Donald Kehoe. Not that I agree with a lot of what Kehoe says and what he concluded, because it's just the same stuff that we talk about today in the UFO field if you're not engaged in cutting-edge thinking, but because it was the start for me. It opened up my mind, like that line in Total Recall, open up your mind. It opened up my mind about all sorts of incredible possibilities as a preteen. So I enjoyed reading that book and other Kehoe books until I learned about things not being quite what they seem to be, which is why UFOs Operation Trojan Horse by John Keel really influenced me, because he was saying everything you thought you knew and believed and accepted was wrong. And that's a very good wake-up call. I had that wake-up call. You, Goggs?
When it comes to fiction, definitely top of the list is the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I can reread them ad infinitum. I just love those books. Another fiction book, a science fiction writer that you don't hear of much these days, is a guy called Greg Bear, and he wrote some amazing books, one of which was called Eon, another one, Blood Music. I don't know if you guys have heard of them. If you haven't, check them out for sure. And UFO books also, Operation Trojan Horse, I've got that. I love Leslie Keene's book about UFOs, generals, pilots, etc. I can never remember the full title. Also, I've got the Donald Kehoe book that you mentioned, Gene. I've also got one by Alan Hynek, but the name escapes me right now, but it's the one in which he, I think he first came out with his, you know, levels of contact, as in, you know, close
UFO
encounter
experience.
Once.
I think the UFO experience is his real seminal work.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the biggie.
Yeah. And also, another book that I've appreciated recently was William Bramley's Gods of Eden.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough read.
Yeah.
It's a tough.
It is. It's interesting. He only wrote one book on, you know, that even covered the subject, to my knowledge.
Yeah, you ever notice that, everybody here, that there's a lot of really good books on UFOs that were written by somebody who just wrote one book?
One book, yeah.
Angels and Aliens by Keith Thompson. That's an incredible book, and it's the only one he wrote about the subject.
Demonic Reality, Patrick Harper.
Yes, yeah.
Another good one. Let me chime in here. I've got a whole list. In fiction, Gary Jennings, just the most incredible historical fiction writer, all the Aztec books. Probably my favorite nonfiction book is The Journeyer, which is the 50% of Marco Polo's experiences that he didn't write in my travels around the world. Excellent book. I've reread it probably five or six times. Clavel's Shogun, King Rat, Gai Jing, those books, excellent. And but in terms of paranormal stuff, Cosmic Trigger was a real eye-opening book for me by Robert Anton Wilson. I agree, John Keel, Operation Trojan Horse, as far as UFO books go, that is way at the top of the list, along with Messengers of Deceptions, Vallée's trilogy of Confrontations, Dimensions, and Revelations, extremely important in my thinking. Terence McKenna's books, Food of the Gods, Truth Hallucinations, just outrageously out of the box thinking, as you know, trying to incorporate altered states of reality to help give us another paintbrush in our palette, to in colors in our palette, to look at our reality in new and different and exciting ways. So, and I could go on and on and on. I've got so many that I like, but those are the ones that really, really leap out right now.
Let's leap to another question, Chris.
Okay. Speaking of Patrick Harper, Wade, who is a long time, he's been posting for 6 years now, and he's up to 4,200 posts. And he calls himself a paranormal master, which I've always found that intriguing. Wade would like to know if any of the participants are familiar with Patrick Harper's, quote, Panic in the Woods, unquote, article, and have they experienced it themselves? Do you think that there's anything to it other than overindulgent imagination, and why do you think that this happens? He says, speaking for myself, I live in Los Angeles and walk down dark alleys that by all accounts should give one pause entering, yet I had no issue going in. However, there were a couple of places I hiked in the Angeles National Forest and Los Padres, and in a couple of places it was all I could do to keep myself from bolting, mostly because after all went quiet, I could have sworn I heard a buzzing noise that increased in volume. Could it have been cicadas or my imagination? He didn't stick around long enough to rationalize it out. Paul, you live up in a fairly remote location in North America. I mean, you can go probably a half hour and like be in really, really dense woods, and I'm sure you've spent time out there. Do you ever get that, you know, panic in the woods thing, like somebody's watching you if you're out there by yourself? Or
yeah. I used to get it a lot more when I was a kid, because I grew up in a sort of on the border of suburban / near rural, and we had about 2 acres of land, and behind the house it was all wooded, and we had a tree fort and all sorts of cool stuff for kids. You know, there would be times when I remember when I would be out there by myself, and, you know, the parents would be in the house, my brother and sister would be somewhere else, and, you know, you can almost, yeah, I could almost hear people talking. Now that makes me sound crazy. But, you know, having hosted a ghost TV series, I'm not so worried about sounding crazy anymore. It wasn't people talking, but it was just, you know, it was, you get this feeling, and it's very hard to describe. You know, I've experienced it since. I remember once in particular, I was in Colorado in 2008, August 2008, running a play, Doing Time, which I'd written with Mac Tonies, actually, at the Boulder International Fringe Festival. And one of my two actors, Andy Briggs, was Buddhist, very interested in Buddhism. So we went up to the Great Stupa in northern Colorado on one of our off days. And they had a spot there that I just kind of walked. It was the peaceful meditation spot. And I don't know what it was, but it was, you know, there was some wind and stuff outside it. And as soon as I walked inside it, the opposite happened. It was as if I had walked into a bubble away from anything else in the world. And, you know, the true skeptic, the skeptic in me even would say, well, that's probably, they put it there because it's the wind patterns and everything. But as soon as I walked out of it, you know, it was like I was back in the real world again. And so, you know, I noticed those kinds of things when I was investigating the good. Some of the weirder things that happened to me were things like that during the ghost series. So, yeah, you know, I sort of, including some moments when I panicked. You know, I've written about it, I've talked about it, where there were moments where I was just overcome with fear because I would put myself alone in certain places. And you get that, you know, do you create it, or is it created for you, or is it actually something happening? And depending on the circumstance, I'm willing to admit that all three of those things might be true. So, in a roundabout way, without having read Patrick Harper's particular article, but understanding generally what you're talking about, yeah, sure, absolutely.
I'll give you my example.
Wait, but no, let me give it for you.
No, I have to do the break.
Anytime you walk into Barbara's room and she's watching Fox News, you go into a deep panic, I know.
You know what? You got it right. Gene and Chris, Paul Campbell, Greg Bishop, Gogs McKay. You're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Check, click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so it's not just going into the bedroom and watching Barbara Steinberg watch Fox News. And I don't remember how she got addicted to that. She's a nice Jewish girl from Brooklyn, New York. It doesn't seem to make sense. Ooh. This is the 10th anniversary episode of the Paracast. Let me give you the real panic in the woods scenario. So, I used to work at a radio station in Tuscumbia, Alabama, part of the Quad Cities of Alabama. That includes Muscle Shoals. And this was around the time that all those famous recordings were being made in Muscle Shoals, okay? Now, the radio station I worked at was then a country western station, and it was on a two-lane road in the woods to get to the station and the transmitter, all in a unified building. And maybe a couple of weeks after I first learned how to drive and got myself a car, my first wife and I are driving, and we take a trip to this area just to get used to driving and the experience. And that time, one time, it was maybe 7, 8 at night, it was dark, and I felt an incredible state of panic, all-consuming. And I looked around, and I didn't want to go any further. And finally, I struggled to make a U-turn on a narrow two-lane road. I did it, and I got home. But just for that second, just everything was falling apart. I was just a mere lad at the time. Gobbs, you?
He doesn't have any woods.
To be quite honest, I've been a bit baffled about what you guys have been relating. I've been in many woods many times, but I've never had this experience you're talking about.
Greg, you're in the middle of the L.A. sprawl, suburban sprawl, so tell me more.
Never in L.A. The one time I did have a really weird experience like that, and I've been camping and hiking and stuff like that all my life. In fact, I went to southern Utah for a couple of years and hiked all the slot canyons by myself, which was probably a stupid thing to do, but I never had any kind of experience like that. The only time I did, and I think I freaked myself out a little bit, and I wrote about this, was when I read William Steinman's UFO crash at Aztec when it came out in, what, was it 1987 or something like that, 86? I don't know when it was. Anyway, I read this, and I said, okay, I've got a job. I've got some money. I'm going to fly out to New Mexico, rent a car, and drive there to see if I can see what William Steinman saw there. So I drive out there, whatever is it, 87, 88, something like that. And I drove, I followed his instructions. I found the place. I found that little mesa or the cliff or whatever it was. And parked the car and started looking around. And I suddenly got this really strange feeling that somebody was watching me. And the feeling was like I was running around naked and somebody was hunting me. It was like this really primal fear. I looked down from the top of this cliff or whatever it is, down where the road is in the valley coming up the cliff, and there's a white car down there with somebody sitting in the car apparently looking at me, which freaked me out. So I get in the car and I start to drive away, and then I said, I'm not going to let this fear overtake me. And I went back and looked around some more, and I got the feeling again. So I got in my car and drove away. And as I drive down, that car isn't there anymore. It has gone somewhere. But as I pass a side road, two white vans or trucks, pickup trucks, come out the side road and come right up on my bumper, the first one. I had no idea what was going on, and they basically chased me, and then I floored it, and I was going like 75 miles an hour on a gravel road. Mm. There was so much dust that I couldn't see them. And then when I slowed down, I finally said, look, I'm not going to be a pussy. I'm just going to figure out what's going on here and ask them. And when I slowed down, the trucks weren't there anymore. So there might have been places to turn off. I don't know. I was driving so fast. But the funny thing is it went from a weird kind of fear that I was being watched to realizing that I was being watched to being chased, apparently, by two people. And they were chasing me. I mean, they were right up on my bumper, the first truck. And there were two guys in the trucks, as far as I could tell, that were just in, white shirts, dress shirts with a collar and a tie and sunglasses. It was a very weird experience.
And you weren't chased by Dracula. Wanted to point that out.
No. Unless he was wearing a white shirt with a tie and a white truck, no.
He wanted to blend in.
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere where there was nobody else. The only thing I could think is that I was trespassing on, El Paso Gas Company land or something. But, why that reaction? I have no idea.
Have any of you experienced what Jenny Randall's named the Oz Factor in any experience?
Yes.
Explain more about that, will you, Goggs?
Yeah, the Oz Factor is quite often associated with people who are involved in some kind of high strange event, and just before the event, it seems as if the world around them goes quiet, like, the insects, birds, whatever, you suddenly can't hear them. And it's almost as if, well, while you're still geographically where you are, it's almost as if you're transported away to another place. And this is often like a prelude to a very high strange event. And Jenny Randles, the celebrated British ufologist and writer, she coined it the Oz factor, as in, you know, like, going away to Oz in The Wizard of Oz. But many, many people have reported this aspect just prior and during a strange experience. And maybe Chris can expand on it, because he's just said that he's experienced it. So
yeah, a number of times. The one, of course, that the only panic in the woods experience I've ever had happened when I was apparently chased off the western flank right at the base of Mount Shasta in early spring, chased off the mountain by something that roared and came through an impenetrable hedge of huckleberry, mountain huckleberry, extremely tough ancient plants, roaring like a lion, an elephant trumpeting, and a steam engine is the only way I can describe it. I don't know what happened over the next 20 minutes, half hour. I went through a quarter mile of woods, got in a van, and was halfway down the foothills before I had my first, you know, recollection I can remember now. But generally, when I feel, and I've spent weeks and probably months in the Pacific Northwest Cascade Mountains, oftentimes by myself or with one other person. I've done extensive hiking all up and down the Adirondacks and the Catskills, and spent time in the northern Canadian Rockies with one other person. And I've never had a feeling of panic in the woods. I've felt that Oz factor element kick in. And instead of becoming frightened and scared, I tend to become very, very meditative and quiet. And I sit very, very still and just allow my sensory apparatus to go on high alert. And I sit and wait for something to happen. I do the opposite of running, like I did with the whatever you want to call it experience on Shasta. But normally what I'll do is I'll sit and try to identify what it is that's creating this kind of spooky feeling. Now, I've been to I don't know how many haunted sites, God, around America over the years, and the only time that I felt any sense of panic was in the basement of the Sally House, and that was a shared experience with four other people. I literally felt like something was squeezing my heart, and if I didn't leave immediately, my personal safety was in jeopardy.
Chris, our advertisers are squeezing me right now. Got to deal with them. Okay, we have Paul Kimball, Gox McKay, Gene, Chris, and Greg Bishop. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, there. We continue final two segments of this extraordinary roundtable, 10th anniversary of the Paracast. They said it couldn't be done. And we're still here. Gogs Mackay, Paul Kimball, Gene and Chris, Greg Bishop. You have anything to add about this, Greg?
Buzz Factor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, not personally. I was kind of racking my brain while you other guys were talking about it. And the panic in the woods, I don't know. But the Oz Factor thing, I think, is, you know, and it's kind of obvious, I think, to almost everybody listening, is that it's present in just about any paranormal event, be it a, you know, a UFO, a Bigfoot, some other strange crypto creature. But it seems to happen in a lot of different paranormal events. And the only thing it kind of indicates to me is maybe you are dropped into some sort of realm where time doesn't make is irrelevant for a little while. And maybe that's a clue as to where all this stuff is coming from. And that, you know, we experience whatever that lifting out of normal time flow as everything just turning silent. I don't know. That's my current theory until something comes along to change my mind.
Paul Kimball, have you ever felt you're not in Kansas anymore?
Oh, yeah, many times. Both individually, you know, I sort of talked about it in that trip to Colorado there, but both individually, but also in particularly when Holly and I were doing ghost cases, and I think both of us would tell you that we would have had experiences like that individually and then together. You know, it's kind of interesting. Having done that series changed, if there was anything that ever changed my way of looking at, in quotation marks, the paranormal, or I'd even say in quotation marks, the spiritual. I don't know. They're probably the same thing. That was it. I think it's the kind of, you know, I used to think that maybe you'd have to do it alone. I actually think it's the kind of thing that is like certain other things, better shared. And having Holly along with me, somebody else who was open-minded, you know, putting ourselves in situations where we would open ourselves to experiences allowed us, I think, to have some of those experiences, many of which I can explain. You know, there were things that happened. It's like, okay, well, this was this and this was that. But there were enough things that happened that I couldn't explain that it changed my way of looking at things. There's one that I've written about in my book. I think I posted it online, too. I call it The Shadows of Chesky Krumlov. And it literally encompasses the Oz experience. It encompasses the Panic in the Woods experience, although it was actually in the center of a historic town in the Czech Republic called Chesky Krumlov. And it throws in some shadow people just for fun because, you know, I was – and anybody who knew me 7 or 8 years ago would have said, Paul Kimball's about to say what? But, you know, I was stalked by and confronted by what I can only call a shadow person. And when that kind of thing happens to you, you sort of, like, late at night, and I was alone, and there was nobody else in town, so all of that came out. And the funny thing is, Holly and I were staying in this little inn that was like a wizard's tower. It really was. It was like a wizard's tower. When I finally got back, because she had turned in early, and I just wanted to go for a walk, I didn't tell her about it. I didn't tell her that night. I didn't tell her the next day. I didn't ever tell her about it. She had to read it in my book because that, you know, it took me 3 or 4 years to kind of process it and admit that, you know, sort of say that I'm willing to, if somebody wants to laugh at me, fine. But I'm going to tell you that I had this experience and I don't know what it means, but here it is. And that was one of those transformative things where I shrug my shoulders now and I go, well, I don't know what it was. I just know that it was something. And it, you know, everything up until the point where I felt somebody reaching out from behind me and grabbing me on the shoulder, where I saw shadowy figures, all of that. And it scared the bejeebus out of me. There's no question about that. It was a true panic in the streets of Chesky Krumlov moment where I literally ran. At the end of it, I ran through town. I just took off and ran. And eventually I wound up by the wizard's castle, and then I, you know, kind of took a moment to get my breath and then went back into the room we were staying in. But, yeah, though, I've talked to a lot of people that have had experiences like that. I throw synchronicity in there, too. Greg knows about this. I was in L.A. in 2011. I'm fascinated by synchronicity. You know, I had a run of what I consider synchronistic experiences that included some where Greg was present at a baseball game and then on his own radio show, Radio Mysterioso, with Walter Bosley, happening in the studio as we're discussing synchronicity. Synchronistic experiences start happening, mostly between Walter and I. And so, you know, those kinds of, once you open your, it's like, I kind of view it as a door. Once you open your the door to all of these things happening, I think things can happen to you, and I wish more people would do that, because it makes, if nothing else, it makes life awfully interesting.
I don't know I've had any experience like that at all. I feel I'm deprived. Some people say he's depraved, but I feel I've been deprived of things like that. Chris, we are in our last segment and a half, maybe another question or two before we wrap, sir.
Well, this comes from Raven's Fee, who is a fairly recent signee up at forum.theparacast.com, but she asks really good questions. And there's we could divide it up into two things. This is kind of for our younger people, I think, that are interested in getting into the field and have, you know, have the motivation to possibly dip their toe in the pool. And this goes out to everybody. What would you say to someone, or what would you suggest to someone with no previous experience joining the field today? And I assume that she's talking about the paranormal, UFOs, cryptozoology, the things that fall within that rubric. Paul, I mean, other than be as objective as you can, what would you suggest?
Go do it yourself. So, you know, read whatever, but what is it? I can never remember the Bob Dylan line, but don't follow leaders, something parking meters, whatever it is. You know, go out and do it yourself. So almost everywhere has some sort of paranormal group or whatever. A lot of them are nuts and crazy and, you know, goofy, and you should stay away. But do a little research. Find a group of people. There's a good one here in Nova Scotia, for instance. They run a conference called the Paracon down on the Eastern Shore, which is a very sort of allegedly haunted part. It's like Maine. You Americans can probably relate. The Stephen King kind of thing. Every second house is haunted. So, you know, they go out on regular sort of haunting investigations and stuff like that. And I spoke at the Paracon this past August, And Tim Banal was there, actually, covering it for his show. And we went to this sort of haunting thing. They had, at night, they would say, okay, and the lectures are over. Stan was there, too. Let's all go, and we'll go to one of these haunted sites, actually several. And we picked an old theater. And, you know, you realize immediately Kelly Conley was one of the people leading the investigation. These are, you know, good, solid, nice, serious people. And so then you're like, great, this is awesome. We can open ourselves up to having some sort of experience if there is an experience to be had. And I think on your show, Greg, I talked about the experience that I had that night. I think Banal had an experience as well, or something weird happened to him. And so I would just say get out there and, you know, engage and get involved and do it yourself. Having taken that turn myself around 2008-2009, it changed the way I looked at things. So I'm all for armchair theorists and everything. That's great. I don't view that as a bad thing, but I think it's just more fun. You get the gee whiz factor if you go out and engage. It's like anything else in life. You can look at books about great walks and hikes that you can take, or you can actually go out and take the hike yourself. Both are perfectly valid things to do, but I think actually doing it yourself is a little more fun. And that's the one thing I would really say is anybody young who wants to get into it, you've got to have you have to have fun doing it. If it's not fun, if it's some life and death struggle, you know, like you take it so Steve Bassett, the man's no fun. I mean, you have to have fun doing it, and that's what's missing in a lot of this is people are so deadly serious. And it's the most interesting gee whiz kind of thing you can do. Yeah. So enjoy and have fun.
Well, that is also one of the issues here, that I think we're losing the feeling of fun, of wonderment, discovering the unknown. And it doesn't happen as much as it used to. And, of course, part of that is the way society has been so screwed up. But that takes us to the political world as a place I don't want to enter. Now, we have a book here, by the way, from Paul Kimball that I want to talk about a little bit in our next segment. Let's do that. We have a 10th anniversary show of the Paracast with Gogs MacKay, Paul Kimball, Gene and Chris, Greg Bishop. And that means you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You're on the Paracast, 10th anniversary roundtable. Paul Kimball, Gox and Mackay, Greg Bishop, Gene and Chris. Now, Paul, a couple of weeks back, you sent me a copy of a book, The Other Side of Truth, subtitled The Paranormal, The Art of the Imagination and the Human Condition. We have a few moments here in our final segment. Tell us about the book.
It's really good. Buy it. Hey, there we go. Greg, how's your new book coming along? It's sort of, I joke. No, I don't joke. You know, it basically covers, I wrote it in 2012 because I sort of had these experiences and also objective things like UFO cases and stuff. So it talks about synchronicity, it talks about ghosts, it talks about reincarnation, and sort of my views on it, but also other people's views as well. I'm trying to think. UFOs are in there. But the overarching theme to me is that all of these things might be interrelated. And I kind of view it, I tried to view it from an artistic point of view, because that's what I am, an artist, I guess. Depends on what the critics say. But I try to be an artist. And whether it's making movies or writing fiction or comic books or whatever it is, whatever your paintings, what music, whatever it is that you're putting out there, you're trying to make a connection with the audience. And so I sort of look at all of these things that happen and say, I think it's possible there's something out there, which I call an advanced non-human intelligence or Zorgrot, that is putting on a show for us. That show is trying to stimulate our imaginations so that we can, you know, sort of that sense of wonder so that we can imagine new and better futures and become more innovative, become more not linear thinking, but sort of think in all sorts of different ways, rather than giving us the answers. There's the nuts and bolts thing. The nuts and bolts guys will tell you that space aliens or whomever, God, it could be God, are coming here and they're going to give you the answers. There's the Bible. All the answers are in there. There's Roswell. All the answers are from the space aliens in there. And my thought is that it would be much more subtle than that, that they would want us to find the answers ourselves, to find our own path, like a parent would. You know, you don't want to do your kids' homework, but you want to help them. You want to encourage them to take an interest in the subject. And so when I see all these things, some of them are frightening. People say, well, why would they be scaring us? Well, people go to see horror films. The Exorcist is one of the scariest things I've ever seen or experienced. Still scares me. And I still watch it because I like to be scared. It's a primal emotion. And then it gets me thinking. To me, all of these things are this sort of intelligence, whatever it might be, interacting with us in different ways, through different periods of time, in different guises, and trying to stimulate our imagination, trying to encourage us to communicate with each other in different ways and to think in different ways. And so that's sort of what the book is all about. Whether anybody believes my theory or accepts my theory or finds it interesting or not, there's some cool ghost stories in there and some cool synchronicity stories. So those are fun too. You don't have to accept the theory to enjoy the stories, I guess.
Now, for those who read the book, and it's a pretty quick read, we're talking about something that's 230 pages and some odd, what can they take away from it that maybe they didn't know before they got into it?
That I should probably never write another book again. I don't know. I don't know if I could write another book again like that. I think I sort of used everything. You know what? I think here's what they could take away. That somebody like me who had a reputation as being, still do, I guess, confrontational and cranky and closed, some people would have said closed-minded, which was never actually true, but, you know, very, would become much more open-minded if they actually go out and do these kinds of things themselves. And that gets back to what I've said already, which is, you know, be more lighthearted about it and be more open-minded and be willing to be skeptical, but also be willing to accept what happens to you and be amazed by it. And I think that can lead you to some very interesting places. But I think you actually have to do it yourself and with, you know, friends, whether it was for me, Holly, or Greg and Walter, or whomever. Try and have those experiences rather than just sort of sit and read other people's books.
Pardon? Develop and fine-tune your BS meter.
Yeah, that helps too. I mean, like I said, there were cases that we investigated for ghost cases that we didn't air because we found that people were either lying or that the stories were explainable, and then that doesn't make for good television, particularly if we find out people are lying. That wasn't our interest in exposing liars. So you just kind of, great, that goes over there. So, you know, a healthy grain of salt, but I would say also be prepared to toss that grain of salt over your shoulder if you run into a situation where, you know, that sort of superstition might come in handy.
Very briefly here before we kind of start wrapping up, whatever happened to Holly after you did that ghost TV show?
Not guilty. Sorry. She lives in Vancouver now. She moved to Vancouver, still does some acting, and I actually recommended her. I was contacted by a guy who's looking at doing another ghost paranormal investigation show, wanted a female host or co-host, and I recommended Holly and one other, Kelly Conley, too, which is the Paracon person from Liverpool. And I said, look, I know you only need one, but you should interview these two people and then figure out which one works best for you because they're both great. So, yeah, hanging out with Holly was one of the great experiences of my life, and Greg was lucky enough to meet her, too. She's just a ton of fun. So she's still interested in the subject, but, you know, keeps it pretty low profile.
Well, I think after you've gone through this, you can either stay with it or get on with your life. And a lot of people are sort of want to get on with their lives, but the rest of us are kind of stuck. Paul, I've got the impression that you kind of drift in and out of it. You're happy to get out of it, but then you're back in it again. Is that my feeling being correct?
I don't know if you're ever out or you're ever in. It's kind of like Spock, right? Leonard Nimoy wrote a book. He would say, I'm not Spock, and then eventually said, I am Spock, and he came to grips with it. I've never considered myself a ufologist, and for years I kind of looked for a term. I always said, look, it's just a subject I'm interested in, like history and music and all sorts of other things. And if I was to use a term now, I'd go back to the very beginning and I'd say Fortean. You know, it's not just UFOs. It's not just ghosts. It's not just whatever.
Or an anomalist.
Or an anomalist. Actually, anomalist sounds sexier, so I'll go with that. Either one of those two terms, where you take a holistic, very broad-based approach to what you could generally call the paranormal. So, yeah, I'm always in it. It's just, you know, your interest goes up or it goes down, depending on what else it is that you're doing.
We only have like 20 seconds for the answers from the rest of you. Greg Bishop, you've been in and out or always in?
I guess in and out, but mostly in. It kind of varies with, you know, what I'm exposed to and who I'm talking to and all that. I talk about it a lot in the book that I'm going to release in about a week. So there'll be more details in that.
And we'll have you back to talk about the book. Goggs, in or out, what's going on with you?
Definitely in, and I'd have one quick piece of advice for someone that was very new to the field, and I would just tell them to think of it of analogy like panning for gold, and that is basically in the field you're going to be sifting through lots of grit, lots of dirt for a long time before you get a nugget of gold, but they do exist. And if you just be patient, you know, you'll come across them, and just ignore the grit, wait for the nuggets.
Chris, 15 seconds, in and out.
Well, reluctantly in, but always alongside, hovering over, you know, looking up from underground. I try to stay separate from the field in terms of the standard rank and file, and try to be more of a social observer, as well as a field investigator, and being totally immersed. So I would say in, but always alongside.
Well, I didn't know I was in the field until the PowerCast started in 2006. It's now 2016. So what happens next? Well, we'll have 10 more years of the PowerCast and maybe a special episode 5 years from now. Let's see how it works out. Paul Kimball, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff you do.
The best place to look would be my personal website, I guess, paulandrewkimball, all one word, .com. And some of it's paranormal, but a lot of it's food and travel and other stuff. But if you sift through the other stuff, there's some paranormal stuff there, too.
Greg Bishop.
Place is RadioMisterioso.com, RadioMisterioso.com. That's where my show is, and announcements and things like that.
Chris O'Brien has OurStrangePlanet.com. Hasn't been updated in a while. We're pushing him to kind of bring things up to date. You can also find us on Twitter. Look for the PowerCast. Look for a pair of PowerCast fan clubs on Facebook. Look for the PowerCast Plus, featuring the ad-free version of this show after the PowerCast podcast. This week we feature a special double-length episode of After the PowerCast featuring Paul, Greg, and Gox. Don't miss it. After the PowerCast. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, with simple sign-up instructions. Paul Kimball, Gox McKay, Greg Bishop, thank you all for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gene. Good to be back.
An honor to have been part of this 10 years, Gene.
Yes, ditto to what Gox says. Thank you so much, Gene and Chris.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.